Boker Tov, everyone. Bishuz Marina Rabbeinu Arav Shlito. We are on the bottom of page 50, moving on to page 16. We are just talking about a Kohen the Chas Shalom killed someone, whether he could do Birkas Kohanim or not, if he did Tshuva v'chulei v'chulei. That we discussed yesterday. Let's move on to this similar idea. Over here says the Mechaber, Mal Tinok Umeis, a Mohol who does Bris Mila, and when he does Bris Mila, the Chas Shalom, the Tinok dies. No Seyas Kapav, if the Mohol is a Kohen, he could still do Nesiyas Kapayim. The reason being the Mishnah Brus says that he couldn't kuf lamed beis. He brings a number of reasons. Chada di kavin l'shem mitzvah. Number one, he was mischavin l'shem mitzvah over here. He was not mischavin the Torah, obviously, to hurt the baby. Va'od miyamar v'dechalo kachadashav. And furthermore, who knows that the baby died really from the bris milah? Maybe he was going to die anyways. He was not a baby that was born healthy. Va'od shema haruach du bal to acher kachu meis. Or maybe something happened afterwards, and it wasn't really the bris milah. A ruach acher bilba, so whatever that means exactly, and the child died. So therefore, A, it might not be the person's fault, and B, he's mischavin l'shem mitzvah. Similar idea brought down in the halacha brura. Let's say a Kohen, how he becomes a doctor is a good question if a Kohen could be a doctor in the first place, but that if he is a Kohen and he does, and he goes to do surgery and someone dies in surgery, furthermore, halacha brura paskens that he's going to be allowed to still do birkas kohanim. Similar over here, he's trying to help the person, and therefore, and as secondly, it could be that the surgeon didn't actually kill him. There could be other problems, medical problems also, and therefore, he could go ahead and do nesias kapai. Now, then the Mechaber goes on and says, if the nation is spreading rumors about a certain guy that he killed someone, the Mishnah Berurah already points out over here, this is not talking about the Moab. This is going back on Sif Lamed A about someone who kills someone. Look at Sif Kof Lamed Gimel. Lo koya mal tinok. It's not going on someone who does bris mila to tinok. Even if you have know for sure the baby died when he did bris mila, he's still going to be the old in the skills kapayin. El miran achar shaharug mamish. There have rumors about him that he was part of the mafia and he killed someone. Okay? Afilu hachi. Kevin shein edim ain't the possible nesias kapayim. There's no edim. And it's just rumors. He's still allowed to do nesias kapayim. Umiyu hu ba'atzol yudeh she'emesu. If the Kohen himself knows he actually killed someone, he doesn't have... Okay, so then in this case, lo yisaz kapayim. Obviously, he's not allowed to do nesias kapayim. Be'im ha'atzol ve'ini mekwanim acherim. And therefore, that is going to be Allah ha'lamaisa over here. Fine. That's in terms of killing. As I pointed out last day, what about other types of averas? We start with other chamor averas in Sif Lamed Zayin. Mumar la'avodas kochavim. Someone who is a mumar la'avodas kochavim, which is the avodah zarah, he converts to Christianity, whatever it is, lo yisa'es kapav. He is not allowed to do nesias kapayim. Obviously, you could understand for good reason why he is a mumar, is not going to be allowed to do nesias kapayim. Over here, as I pointed out yesterday, the Yesh Omrim, the opinion over here, Shim Asa Tshuva, no Seyas Kapav, if he's Choser B'Tshuva, then unlike by killing where the Mechaber does not bring down the Shita like this, over here he brings down the Shita, if he is Choser B'Tshuva, he's allowed to do Nesias Kapayim, and the Ramah points out again, V'chein Iker, we want to embrace the Bali Tshuva, not push them away, and therefore we're going to let him convert to Christianity, comes back, we allow him to go and do Nesias Kapayim, according to at least the Psak of the Roma. Vimnenas, if it was out of onus, once again, Ledivra Kolno says Kapov, even though it could be the Rambam didn't hold like this, but nevertheless, if he puts a gun to his head, even though once again, it's one of the mitzvos that are Yareg Val Yavar, he should die, but at the end of the day, if he didn't choose to die, and he ended up worshipping Avodah Zarah, or, perhaps, even according to the Machmirim, he just says he's going to be Mamer Daito. He just says probably, but he actually worship of Avodah Zarah. In those cases, he's allowed to go ahead and do Nisiyas Kapayim, look inside, keep Kol Kuflam and Vav. He'll be after Baram, Shu Bal Dea Rishona, Kot of the Hedi, Da'afim, Avod Ba'onis, Lo Yisa Kapav. Even though the Rambam was the first day of holds, Shuvah usually does not help. And even if it's out of Ones. Hachamayi Bilu Avda Adayim. We're talking about someone who didn't actually worship Avodah Zarah yet. Okay, Raksha Hamer died to Dani Shahodel of what is called him the Kibul Balaka. He said that the God of the Christians is the God, so therefore, he's motive of Avodah Zarah, but he didn't actually worship Avodah Zarah. They say even the Rambam is going to agree to this case in Kal v'Chomer, other Shitas hold, even if he worshiped Avodah Zarah. If he did Tshuva, then he's going to be allowed to go ahead and do Nesias Kapayim. More likely, more common the case, what about a Mechal Shabbos Tifarhesi? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Mu'ar Lavod is claimed, baby, shogi, baby, amazing. Va'afil asa tshuva d'alfim yavod ashu, pasal lakad yisbiv achlo yalo kwanim babamot, elmiz bachash, bizbiachash, abirushalayim, they learn it out from the Avodah on the base of Midash, that someone who offers a bamos to Avodah Zarah cannot be part of the Avodah on the base of Midash. But if he just promised to be Himer Daito, and he's Chozerbo, he's low Nisa Lekuleyama. Okay, then it's like this. Katva Achroni. Dafilu Himer Ledas Yishmeilin. Even if he's Mehimer Das to say he's gonna become a Muslim. She'einam Avodim Avodas Galim, which is not considered Avodah Zarah the way he passed, and it's not considered Avodah Zarah. Muslimism? Okay, Afilu Achri Nikra Mumar Lo Yisa Kapav. Okay, even if Afilu Achri Nikra Mumar, he's still considered a Mumar, and he's not allowed to do this. Yes, Kapayim. Vechei. Imu Mumar Lechal Shabbos Befaresa Hari Oko Begulim Lo Yisa Kapav. Someone who's a Mumar Lechal Shabbos Befaresa, he is not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. Over here, that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, which basically would say that anyone, it sounds like anyone who doesn't keep Shabbos for Hesya, that means they come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, they're Kohanim, they would not be allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. However, the poskim point out that it could be that nowadays our Mechal Shabbos for Hesya don't exactly have the same dinim as Mechal Shabbos for Hesya like back in the day. Because a lot of times people do it out of, just Stam Amaratzis, they never grew up with this, and therefore they don't know any better, they're like a Tinoch Shenishbu, okay, and therefore there are certain kulas over here in terms of this. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked this question, Chelek Aleph, of the Igros Moshe, Simon Lamed Gimel, so look over there, you see the heart of Rav Moshe, he says, I didn't answer your question the first time, it's obvious in the question that this is the second time this person sent him the Shaila. He says, it's such a heavy Shaila that I didn't want to answer it the first time, but since you sent it again, it was out of lack of Kavod Torah for not to me answer such a difficult question, and he ends up bringing different svaras. Like, back in the time, you know, Ramosha lived in the beginning of the turn of the century in America, okay, a little bit after that, but at the time where there were so many Jews, from Jews, who had to be Michal Shabbos in order to make Parnassah. Okay, he discusses how they did it out of financial reasons, not because they were Hamir Daito, and therefore he brings a svar for those people who went to work, and worked on Shabbos. They used to go to Shul in the morning, Shabbos morning, and then they would go off to work afterwards. It was obvious that they weren't doing it out of disgust from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't doing it out of disgust of Shabbos, but they felt they had a mefarnes their family. Well, they did the right thing. No, they didn't do the right thing. That's not okay. Okay, it's not for us to judge. But Rav Moshe Feinstein clearly not saying it's okay. But at the end of the day, to say that there's Shmichal Shabbos for Hesia, people like this, he says it's hard to say that, and therefore, he says we won't tell them to go up to the Duchen, but if they go up to Duchen, you don't need to protest against them, okay? They know their Kohanim, and they want to go Duchen, we let them Duchen, we don't protest against them. Similarly, Moreno Rabbeinu are actually decided there are many Kohanim, and it's brought down even in the Mishnah Berurah. Told him this meme many years ago, now it's printed. In the new edition of the Mishnah Berurah, he says the following. In Dir Masl Far Hesia, I am a Simon Shinpei, Hesi Kotnvob. Okay? Ulafiza, Yom Mitzui, Michali Shabbos, and Yom Michali Shabbos, if they rap. Another definition. If someone's Michal Shabbos, but if the Rebbe was standing there, they wouldn't be Michal Shabbos? That's not a din of Michal Shabbos before Hesia. If they wouldn't even, no, because that's not considered Michal Shabbos before Hesia. So, fortunately, there's a lot of people like this, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, that if the Rav is there, they would never chas v'shalom do anything like this, but they still mechal Shabbos when the Rav is not there. That's not considered a mechal Shabbos of Rehesia. They're allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. However, on one condition, he just points out over here, Rav points out over here, El Shaharbi, Pamim, Psulim, B'lavachim, Minei Shein, Kofrim, B'Torah. If they're Kofrim, B'Torah, they don't believe that Torah is from Hasina, it's not from God, or things like this, even if they're gonna not do Mechal Shabbos under the cover of the Rav, okay, but they don't really believe in the Torah, that's gonna be problematic, they're not gonna be allowed to do the Siyas Kapayim, okay? Part and parcel of this is they have to believe in Birkas Kohanim. They don't believe in the Koach of Bracha, so l'chor they're possible from the whole idea over here, but the fact that they're going up and giving Bracha, that's not doing out of covered reasons, then they'd be allowed to do Nisiyas Kapayim. So it's a complicated issue over here, obviously, but there is room to be makel on many of the Mechali Shabbos nowadays to go ahead and do Nisiyas Kapayim, or at least, like Rav Moshe writes, not to protest against them, and Chas V'Shalom to be Nino Dalit Bifnei, want to embrace people who come to shul, and not Chas V'Shalom Marchik, the people who are coming to shul. Okay, Lamed Ches, now we get into, what about a Kohen who drinks? Okay, he's Shasol Yayin, is he allowed to do Birkas Kohanim? So, we have two different dinim. There's a din in the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen is not allowed to Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash if he has drinking wine. Okay? So it says over here, Shasol Revias Yayin Bevas Achas. If he drinks Revias Yayin at one time, lo, Yises Kapav, he's not allowed to do the Siyas Kapayim. That means, let's say at Rosh Hashanah, those who have a Kiddush in the middle, and the Kohen makes Kiddush on wine, and he drinks the revias, he's not going to be allowed to do nesias kapayim and musaf. That's what did over here. He wouldn't be allowed to do nesias kapayim. Okay, that even if he's not drunk, even if he's not tipsy, shasa revias yayin, he's not allowed to do nesias kapayim. Shasa b'shnei pa'amim. Oh, shenos knows we talk about mayim mutar. If he drinks it in several kind, doesn't drink it all at once. He drinks it a little bit now, a little bit later, or he adds water in, which gets it to revias, and therefore it's not really a revias of wine. Then it's going to be mutar. But if he drinks more than a revias of wine, afo pishu mazuk, even though there's also water in it, once he has a revias of wine, doesn't matter what you after it, he's not allowed to do this. Kapayim asher yaser yenu me'alav, until he's sure that the wine has left his system. So no wine, once a revias of wine, a kohen is not allowed to go ahead and duch. Now, obvious question is, what about grape juice? And what about shar mashkim the mishakim? Okay, what about a shot of whiskey? And things like this. So both these become a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and other achronim. If you look inside over here, Sivkotin Kuf Memalf. He says, V'chol zelin yinai. Aval bishar mashkin mishakrim by other alcoholic beverages. Kot of a Magen Avraham demutr lisa kapav. Afil nishtakar achir yachol adabrim v'nei amelech to betfilah. Even if he's puzzled from tefillah, he's not allowed to daven shmon esrei because he can't omit lifnei hamelech because he's so drunk. Nevertheless, he could do nesias kapayim according to the Magen Avraham, as long as it was not wine. As long as it was not wine, then it's going to be mutter. Okay? As long as it's not going to be wine, it's going to be mutter. That's how the Magen Avraham learns out over here. Wine is aser. Shar mashkim are going to be mutter. Okay? Similar to the dinim of nazir. Okay? Nazir is only wine products are problematic. Sure, they're allowed to get drunk. Hey, so over here, he's allowed to be drunk to the point he will not can't leave the only with the amelech. Even if he's not be able to shmon esrei, he's allowed to nisa kapav as long as he does not get to the level of shichruso shalot. If he's shichruso shalot, then he has no dasta shota yechashev v'chein katab sefer matir yuda. A vow, lashon of a vow in the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah always tells you this is how he's passing. He brings out a daya and he says a vow. This is how he's passing. A vow. Harbi achronim cholkim al zeh. Many achronim disagree with this. Sovrim the gam b'shar mashkim, even by other alcoholic beverages, kol shenishtaker ben achin yochol udaber lifnei hamelech, ain't no safe kapav. As long as he's even a little bit tipsy, that he wouldn't go in front of a king, he would not allow to daven shmon esrei. He's not allowed to do birkas kohanim, even if he has whatever this alcohol tolerance is, a shot, two shots of whiskey, whatever it might be, he is not going to be allowed to do nesias kapai. That's by other alcoholic beverages. The opposite machlokas now is going to be by grape juice. Ubiyayin Megito, which is basically grape juice. Dasa Maganam is out, less sorbin is he has kapayim. He learned just like a nozer. There's not a lot to have anything that comes out of grapes, not wine, not grape juice. So according to the Magen Avraham, even if the Kohen Rosh Hashanah gets up and makes kiddush on grape juice, has a revius of grape juice, even though he's not drunk at all, he is not allowed to do nesias kapayim according to the Magen Avraham. Once again, v'kam achronim chokin lav, keinu mishen mishaker, because he's not alcoholic beverage, it's going to be mutter, so it becomes a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Shar Achorim. Once again, it seems to be that you have what to rely on by grape juice, because we're machmer by other alcoholic beverages, if he's drunk, so therefore we have room to be makel when it comes to be grape juice. Morena Rabbein Rav Levin Sal, the new Mishnah Berurah, points us out in Dira Rasul Yayin. Vimshosa Mitza Navim, Shedino Ki Yayin Upasol Avodah Mimikdash. It's a din of Yayin, but it's possible for the Avodah in the Mikdash. Ayin Besivkotin Kuf Memal Shadadasa Magen Avram Asar, V'yesh Matirin. He does bring down the Yesh Matirin over here, but Ayin Bahara the Sibin Sadi Tes Sif Alf. He sends you the Hara Sibin Sadi Tes Sif Alf, which also over there, Morena Rabbein Rav Levin brings down Das of the Mekilin over there, that by Shmon Esrei, if you drink grape juice, you're allowed to dive in Shmon Esrei. So too over here, there's room to be Mekel, but at the same time, even there's room to be Mekel, there's room to be Mekel for the Magen Avraham, better for a non-Kohen to go and make Kiddush for the Kohen, and he'll drink the grape juice even, in order not to be possible for Birkas Kohanim, even according to the Magen Avraham. Ad kan for today.